Hare Krishna. What happens to a person who dies while remembering Krishna? Yes, who it's not just dies but who commits suicide while remembering Krishna. Normally when we say that if a person dies while remembering Krishna, they will attain Krishna. But if a person commits suicide, then that person will get a degraded destination like becoming a ghost. So when these two principles are happening at the same time, then the result will be such that both principles cannot be reconciled at the same time. But we can see something similar happening in the case of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was a very exalted soul who had come to spiritual advancement, which was almost near the stage of prema. So he was absorbed with ecstasy in remembering Krishna, but then he became attached to a deer. So when he became attached to a deer, the result was, and he died remembering a deer. So then the fact that he had made enormous spiritual advancement, that was not lost. But at the same time, he remembered a deer, that also had its consequence. So in his next life, because he was remembering a deer, he got a deer's body, but he did not get deer's consciousness. He still had spiritual consciousness. In fact, his consciousness was more spiritual than even that of most human beings. What to speak of deer. Now, he as a deer lived near the hermitages where he could hear spiritual sound vibration. So, nature under the expert supervision of Krishna will arrange to reconcile contrary principles if they apply at a particular situation. So, with respect to somebody who remembers Krishna and commits suicide, then the result would be that they will get the consequence of the suicide in some way, but they will also not lose the fruit of remembering Krishna. Now, when we talk about remembering Krishna, we also have to see what does it mean. Is it that the person has lived a sinful life or a sensual life throughout their life, and then at the moment of death they are trying to trick Krishna by just putting a gun on one side and saying Hare Krishna and committing suicide? Krishna says that antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaran. So the moment of death is not we need to remember Krishna at that time. And although somebody may chant the name of Krishna, but if they are not attached to Krishna, they will not be able to remember Krishna. So just as, for example, we chant the holy name so many times, but how often are we remembering Krishna at that time? Even when we are sadhakas, our mind wanders to various distractions, to various things that we are attached to. Similarly, if somebody has lived a sensual life and they just try to remember Krishna at the time of death, even if they utter the words Krishna, they will not remember Krishna. So they will remember whatever they are attached to. And the words will just be in the background. Yes, remember, utterance of the word Krishna will give some auspiciousness to them. But if we see the flow of verses that Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita, 8.5, 6 and 7. 8.5, he states that those who remember Krishna attain me. 8.6, he gives a general principle. Whatever we remember at the time of death, we attain that. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. And 8.7 states that the application, what should we do? The smart sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmar yudhyacha mai arpita mano buddhir mamevaishyasya samshaya. So Krishna says that always remember me, absorb your mind and intelligence in me, then you will attain me. So Krishna is giving a assurance in 8.5, but the application is in 8.7. So Krishna is not just saying that you remember me at the time of death, you will attain me, but to be able to remember him at the time of death, we have to cultivate remembrance of him throughout our life. And we have to absorb our mind and intelligence in him. So, those who have not done that, those who have not even tried that, the utterance of the name of Krishna will not benefit them dramatically. Some benefit will be there, but it will be based on the karma that they have cultivated, the consciousness overall that they have cultivated, and especially the karmic consequence of having destroyed their own body through suicide will come to them. So, generally if a person commits suicide, the result is that the person gets a ghostly body. And in the ghostly body, the remembrance of Krishna might surface. The utterance of Krishna at the time of death may have a marginal consequence that as a ghost, they may be attracted to some devotional situation. But largely, the consequence of their action will come. Now, if we consider somebody who is a devotee, who has practiced sadhana throughout their life, but somehow they experience some unbearable frustration. And because of that, that person commits suicide. So, it's not just trying to trick nature, but they have remembered Krishna throughout their life. Then in that situation, the remembrance of Krishna will not go in vain. The remembrance of Krishna will have its fruit. Now, the most extreme positive example of this, we see in the case of Chota Haridas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chota Haridas, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him for a very minor fault, he felt so distraught and hopeless that he ended his life. But then the result was that the devotees and Lord Chaitanya saw him, they heard his voice singing the holy names, singing Krishna's glories for the pleasure of the Lord. And the acharyas explain that Chota Haridas did not become a ghost. Actually, he got a divine body. He could not get the association of Lord Chaitanya in his physical body, but then he got a higher body in which he got the association of Lord Chaitanya, which he came in the presence of Lord Chaitanya and sang for his pleasure. So, he was elevated. He did not get a ghostly body as a consequence because his consciousness was very different. Now, of course, we cannot assume that we are having the same mood of repentance of Chota Haridas, or even for that matter, we have the exalted spiritual advancement of Chota Haridas. Because for him, to be an associate of Lord Chaitanya, it requires an exalted level of devotional consciousness. So, if a devotee out of frustration in life commits suicide, then we have to see, like Krishna talks about in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, what happens to a person who is unable to complete the yogic path and moves on and leaves the body. Says if one is very spiritually advanced, one has done a lot of spiritual advancement in one's life, then one will be directly born in a devotee family and will continue one's bhakti. But if one has not done much devotion and has had a lot of desire for sense gratification, then that person will be elevated to heavens where they can enjoy a lot of sense gratification, and then they come to the earth where they in a pious family or a wealthy family, they can continue their spiritual quest. So similarly, if a person has actually done a lot of bhakti and then there is some frustration which is unbearable and one commits suicide, then the result will not be so inauspicious. There will be some consequence of the act of committing suicide. Say one may go into a ghostly body for a very brief period, and there somehow in the ghostly body one will go to a place where one hears Krishna Katha, one hears the Bhagavatam, one hears Krishna's names, and one becomes liberated from the ghostly body. So there are stories in the Bhagavat Mahatmya of how somebody who may have died in a way which made them into a ghost, but if they hear the Bhagavatam, then they become liberated from their ghostly situation and get a more auspicious position. So, that can happen that one may just go into a ghostly body for a very brief period. But it may also happen that somebody, if they have done little devotion and they commit suicide, then there will be some benefit of that. So, there was a group of devotees which was once going for a yatra, and then one Mataji, young Mataji, in that devotee, she started speaking in a male voice and started behaving in a very unusual way. So then the devotees became concerned, and eventually they figured out that she was haunted by a ghost. And then they were chanting mantra, Narsimha mantra and others for exorcising the ghost. And the ghost suddenly spoke in the male voice came from there. He says, "No, don't try to drive me away, I'm not going to leave." They were all on yatra to Mayapur. He says, "I want to go to Mayapur. And once I reach Mayapur, I will myself leave. Don't try to drive me away." And so apparently this was a devotee ghost. And the devotees finally, they went to Mayapur. And as soon as they entered Mayapur, immediately this Mataji, she as if came back to consciousness. What had happened in the last some time, she was blank. The ghost had left the body. So, somebody might get a ghost body, but in the ghost body, instead of desiring ghostly activity, they are desiring to go to Mayapur. So what we understand is Neha Bhikramanashosti, that as 2.40 Bhagavad Gita says that what we do spiritually is never lost. But that doesn't mean that what we do materially doesn't matter. What we do materially will have its material consequence, and the exact magnitude of the consequence will vary depending on time, place, circumstance. But what we do spiritually will always be with us. Of course, we as a devotee community should create a situation where anyone who has come to the path of bhakti never faces such unbearable frustration. Even if somebody faces frustration, if they have good relationship with other devotees and other devotees offer support, then they will be able to face that frustration without having to take this extreme step of destroying one's own body through suicide. So Krishna always protects those who have surrendered to him, even if they do something as terrible as committing suicide. But we also know, as Krishna's devotees, we also need to have a, we have a duty to manifest Krishna's protection. And we try to protect each other by supporting each other amidst our difficult situations. Thank you. Hare Krishna.